Well, God First family, here we are again. We thank you so much for tuning in with us today. Remember, in this space, we believe that relationships are not just hard work, but intentional work. I am Hazy Placid.
And I am Danielle Placid. And together we talk all things relationship. Whether you're looking to rebuild your life, your family, your marriage, any other form of relationship, you're single, we are here to help you navigate through this process.
You know, our podcast journey has been great so far. And yeah. I must say thanks to all of you. Really, really, really thanks to all of you. Your words of encouragement, you encourage us so, so much. Thank you that we can be a blessing to you and you can be a blessing to us as well.
Yeah, it has really been good. And we really appreciate how our audience engage with us. We read every comment. Leave us your comments. It's important. We look forward to hearing from you, even your questions.
So thanks to our host, She Is Still Dope Network, for this opportunity. It's a blessed opportunity. This global movement is dedicated to igniting change. By the way, have you joined the community as yet?
If not, do so ASAP.
ASAP.
We really want to ignite change in our family lives, so we need you to
like, subscribe, and share this podcast.
In our last episode, we explored intimacy. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And for me, it was so transformational. Mm-hmm. If you are tuning in today and you did not listen to our last two episodes, please take some time to do so. Not now. We have to hear this one first. After, right? We hope you all are applying what you learn to your relationships, to your life.
Yes,
we do the same. And this session has us really evaluating our relationship in a good way. In fact, the entire podcast is really helping us. So we hope it's helping you as well.
So people, are you ready for us to dive into today's session? I'm so excited. We are so excited for what we are going to be talking about today, right? You should be excited because today's topic is what men want
and what women want.
I wonder if we can really finish that today.
I don't know. So I think you need the guys to
Listen, guys, please back me up on this one. I want you all to call up a friend, call up, you know, a brother, a father, a cousin, whoever it is. Just call up a guy and let's just spend this time
and
together.
Well, you know, I have my ladies who's on my side, so let's show up for each other. We need to let the men folk know what we want. Sometimes it's a confusing time.
Well, I guess if that's the case, we're going to be here all week.
No, it's okay. But can we really answer the question, though? What men want and what women want?
I believe we can, because there is some foundational stuff you and I really need to bring stability in our relationship. And it goes beyond love. Mm-hmm. It really goes beyond love. In fact, Jimmy Evans said approximately 5 out of 10 marriages end in divorce because love alone was the stability factor.
Mm.
That's very, 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 very alarming, but interesting. And do you know, this number has risen significantly over the last few years. While it seems disheartening, it does not mean that there is no hope for couples who want to make their marriage work. There is hope. There is always hope, you know. With the proper steps and dedication, many Christian relationships can still find success
in marriage. I believe that. You know, I heard one person say, we live in a me first world, which really contradicts what marriage really is. It's a we first world. I had to pause and consider this statement and agree with it so much. In fact, everything has adopted a fast turnover. Now we have young people in our home, so everything is fast paced and like changing a phone. See, I don't call no brand, but like changing a phone. And so on a professional level, we both our relationship counselors, and thus far there has been a great increase in relationship problems, and people are separating. Yeah. They are divorcing at a higher rate. Can you imagine getting married and just by in four months' time, persons want to walk out on each other? This is so alarming. I remember reading about the late Myles Munroe, who said, people today shop for relationship the way they shop for clothes. They try on something for size, mm-hmm. and if it doesn't fit, they simply try something else.
Yeah.
When they find something that suits them, they wear it for a while until it fades away or it goes out of style. They throw it out. They hang it up in the back of the closet and rush out to replace it. It's a kind of a disposable cast-off, throwaway society that has lost any real sense of permanence, a world of expiration, dates. People move on quickly,
yeah.
limited shelf life. Nothing is absolute. That's the world we're living now, and people are applying that to relationship.
So, given what we see happening in this era, it is easy to ask if marriage is still a valuable option.
I want to go back to something. As I was speaking, I was reflecting on, remember we were talking about the traditional vows,
yeah.
for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness, in health, to love and to cherish until parted by death. This seems to have diminished in its relevance to so many couples. And so your question, if marriage is still a viable option, is a valid one. Yes, but...
It is. Folks, the answer is yes. It is always yes. Marriage is still a good idea because it is God's idea. Marriage is not man's idea. Marriage is God's idea. He created it.
Yes.
He designed it. He established it and defined its parameters.
Could you say that again?
Very important.
Could you say that again? Just take a minute and
very
take a
important.
Note of that. But marriage is still...
It is still a viable and valuable option, right? Because it is not man's idea. It is God's idea. He created it. He designed it.
Mm.
He established it. He defines its parameters. That is extremely important. Mankind did not simply dream up marriage somewhere along the line as a convenient way of handling relationships and responsibility between men and women, or dealing with childbearing and parenting issues. Marriage is of divine origin.
That's a point to note, people.
Divine origin. While many of your relationships are on the rocks, we declare that even through this program, you will begin to heal and get closer to the rock called Jesus.
Amen.
Be honestly, believe that. All right. So remember, we are about a God first family. Put God first. In fact,
we should take a minute now and just, you know, we always ask that, right? To just drop and to declare over your life, over your relationship, I want a God first family.
All right. And we must reiterate, relationships are not just hard work,
but
intentional.
Intentional with people. Relationship are not just hard work. It's intentional work. In fact, we want to add that commitment to each other without intentionality leads to secure but a kind of boring relationship. And so intentionality without commitment leads to lively relationship, but one that cannot endure the test of times. There are countless ways couples run into problems in their marriage. There are many ways that marriages can be interrupted. One of the main areas, many things that drive a wedge between your relationship, between a man and a woman, is the lack of understanding of our differences.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just a male thing, ladies. You know, we like to say yes. We like to tell people, we're just different and you don't understand me and all of that. It isn't just... That's just not a male thing. Oh, we want to take a minute for you to just, don't forget to join the community, to stay in touch with us, join our online community.
Yeah.
She Is Still Dope. facebook.com/community. So I was saying that one of the biggest wedge is not the lack of understanding of our differences. This isn't just a male thing, ladies. Many women feel the same way about.
Mm-hmm.
We both go through the same thing, right? Observing the inherent differences, many women say, well, men are weird. Both sexes, both male and female, need to realize that neither is weird. You are not weird, and I'm not weird. We are exactly who God made us to be. Now, God made men and women different in many ways. I want to repeat that. Men, you are different from women. Women, you are different from a man. They think differently. We process our emotions differently. We make decisions differently. And the faster men and women are able to accept their differences, the relationship will begin to thrive. And so we cannot accept the truth and learn to, we can accept this truth that we are different and learn to function within it, right? Or we can enter another generation or frustrate and be fighting among each other because of our differences.
Yeah.
So it's not that differences work. It worked for us. We are different. In fact, we are very different. I know you guys should know that. Jeremiah 1:5 says, the Lord tells the prophet, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. What did Psalms 139:13 say? For you and I, God created in an innermost being. He knit us together in our mother's womb. And so God created us, a plan for our life. There's a design for our lives. There's a design for our marriages. He created us different. Do you believe that?
I believe that 100%.
Unique differences.
So that's why marriage is such a holy, nurturing part of life. It is a blessing, not in spite of our differences, but because of our differences.
Because God created us people with the capacity to meet those needs. God created me with the capacity to meet my husband's need. He created him to meet the capacity of my need as well. So the big question one could ask in a relationship is, what could your spouse do for you that would make you the happiest? Every person is unique. That is why trying to make your spouse you or trying to change each other is just so wrong. You know, this I think we have it somewhere home. Her needs... His needs, I think William Harley in his book, His Needs and Her Needs says, we think the dynamics of a good marriage depends on some mysterious blend of the right people. Or if a marriage turns out to be bad, we call the two people wrong for each other. He said that often being right or wrong for someone depends not on some mysterious compatibility quotient, but on how willing and able you are to meet someone's intimate quotient need. We would not be the same, but there are some intimate levels that we can meet.
Yep. So there are so many areas we can explore to answer the question, what men want and what women want. But today we will focus on the sharing what we learn from Dr.
Emerson
Eldredge, from the love and respect teachings.
So let's dive
so
into
going
it. Who's
into
going it. First?
You can
you
go first.
First.
You go
yeah.
first.
You go
see?
Ahead.
See how different we are? All right. So let me
go first. Firstly, to our men folk. Let me go first. I think this should be interesting. Firstly, to our men folk, what women want? So if you're next to your significant other, ask the question, what do you want? Let me ask, what women want? I mean, I'm so excited. What women want?
Well, we will see.
What women want? So with this acronym that we learned from Dr. Emerson Eldredge from his love and respect teaching, I want you to write the word couple. C-O-U-P-L-E. It means two people connected together, and this is the key to how women view relationship. Wives want connectivity. So the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9, NIV version, enjoy life with your wife whom you want. First letter of the day. C, closeness. We want to be close to you. And so it's the living definition of the meaning of closeness, right? It's not that we want to be clingy. It's a, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Connectivity is what we want, with what we look for in a relationship, especially in marriage. When we are married, we think of you as our best friend, you know, like our girlfriend, talking to one another kind of thing. Sit and talk. Our love longs for closeness. The Bible says in Songs of Solomon 3:4, when I found him whom my soul loves, I held on to him and would not let him go. You have to be balanced with your involvement, with your independence. That's what we want. Being close costs nothing but your time and love. I feel I want you to continue this talk on what women want. So I want to hear from you, you know, as a male.
All right. Well, we will do just that. As you said, you know, being close costs nothing. And that is
talking
true.
To the men, right?
That is true. Being close really costs nothing, maybe just some popcorn and TV and so on.
Speak to the men folk. Continue this whole couple definition.
All right, so I'm speaking to the men folk. This is what women want. All right, women want. We want to continue to seek her out. Continue to seek her out. She wants to feel as though she is. Not just to feel, but she wants to know, but she has to feel it as well, that she is number
score, right?
So one all the time, that you will cross the ocean. You, I mean, you know, we say these things whilst we're dating, but she wants these things to, you know, to just be resident in her mind all the time. She must believe that we will cross any ocean, we will dive in any sea, just to make her feel precious and enjoyed. All right, you enjoy discussing things with her and getting her insights. That's what she wants, right? To be enjoyed. You know, ask yourself, am I always remembering to move towards her and accept her need to talk and connect with me to be reassured of my love? No, this is a big one.
It's a big question that you need to direct to the men.
This is a big one. This is a big one, right? So here, let me go it over again. Let me go that over again, right? Men, am I always remembering to move towards her and accept her need to talk and connect with me? Remember, she has a need to talk, men, something that we struggle with. But anyhow, we will get to that.
So what's the second? So we did see that's closeness. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the men, what does that stand for?
Oneness, right? She wants you to open up to her.
Actually, oneness with openness.
She wants you to open up to her, right? A woman is generally expressive, responsive. Mm. She wants to talk about things, right? She wants to have her problem out in the open for discussion to solve them, all right? Men, I'm talking slowly because, you know, for us, sometimes this is a drag.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Sometimes for men, this is a drag. The whole idea of openness, it is a drag, it is difficult, it's like pulling tooth sometimes, you know, but it has to be done. A husband, however, plays close to the vest. He is the opposite of expressive, responsive.
Tell me about it.
Right? What psychologists consider compartmentalized, right? His wife senses something is going on inside, but he won't talk about it. Right?
Guys, I hope you are listening. We want you to be open with us. Our mind and body and soul are connected.
And we just keep saying nothing is wrong.
Our entire system reacts to your feelings. We want you to talk to us.
Right? Men, when a woman emotion is crushed, her body is unavailable. Now that is tough on every level, right? Her body is unavailable because she is expressive, responsive.
Yes,
one problem short circuits her entire unit.
So what you're saying is one switch will just switch.
One switch controls the entire house.
But it's true. When we don't get openness, it affects us on a deep, deep level.
You know, the one I love was at the door, knocking and saying, my darling, my very own, my flawless dove, open the door for me.
That's in Songs of Solomon, I am sure, because
Songs of Solomon,
the words of text is so amazing. While we were dating, openness was the key. Remember in our last session, we said it was like relationship jeopardy kind of thing. So what's the you? Because you guys, I want him to answer.
The you is understanding. Understanding. Don't try to fix her. Just listen. Oftentimes we men do that. We try to fix. Listening goes beyond your words. Listen with your heart at times. Just listen, right? How can you be an understanding husband? The most powerful weapons you have are your ears.
Can you repeat that?
The most powerful weapons you have, men, are your ears, right? Men, we need to look for listening moments and have a listening mindset. Listening moments, remember that. We have to have a listening moment. First step is to be on the lookout for opportunities to listen, all right? Listening mindset, remember this. After identifying the listening moments, the next step is to check out your
mindset, that you have a proper mindset for listening, because sometimes we're listening to respond instead of listening to understand.
Yeah.
So I think in a case like that, for me, I would want you to ask, do you need a solution or just a listening ear?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Very important. So talking is a key to understanding, right? You can't understand if we are not vocal, if we are not saying, you know, what we need and so on. So that's very important, right? So ask yourself, am I careful not to try to fix her every time she talks? Or am I remembering that she is an integrated personality and you know, and whatever happens affects all of her?
That is so important for us to understand. It's so important for us. Over the last 24 years, we have been, there are times we knock head and we have to pause to listen to each other. But before we go further, like, subscribe, comment, leave your questions for us. This will help us develop your topics. Don't forget to join the network. This is an amazing space. The space, while we're talking, the space here is just getting very heated. So we went through C, closeness, we went through O, openness, understanding was you, and we're on to the P.
Yep.
What do we want?
Peacemaking.
Yeah.
Peacemaking. Guys, she wants you to say, I'm sorry.
It's important.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Which is another thing that's kind of difficult to come by with us men. You know, because we are so logical. We believe that if it ain't making sense, why must I be sorry about it? I didn't do anything wrong, you know? So we have to be careful with that, man. We have to be careful, all right? Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21 says that, right? So, but men, be encouraged and have confidence in your expression of love, right? A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger.
I think that's both ways. Yeah. Learning to say sorry in a relationship is very, very important. And peacemaking can be a bit difficult, you know, but I think we have to practice it. We have to practice it. So what's the L? I'm so excited. I'm prompting him.
The L is loyalty, right? The L is loyalty. Men, she needs to know you're committed. You are committed to what? To the things that you promise, all right? A woman always likes to hear her husband exclaim, "You alone are my love."
Can you say that?
You alone are my love.
Oh, gosh. I feel right? That's so special.
She needs to hear that. Okay? So, involve in things important to her. Mm. This is how she will know that, listen, this guy is really interested. All right? Involve in things important to her. All right? So here's what Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15 says. Drink water from your own well.
I love that scripture. It
drink water
helpful.
From your own well. Men, she is yours and yours only. And you belong to her only. Okay? So be both intentional and committed. Right? Intentional and committed to her. Those two things are very important. You must be intentional and committed to her. God and the marriage, right? Ask yourself, do I constantly look for ways to tell her that I will be loyal to her forever? Mm. Right? Ask yourself those questions all the time, right? And the other word is?
E.
E for esteem.
Remember, we're spelling the word couple.
Right. So she wants you to honor and cherish her.
I'm taking notes, people.
She wants you to honor and cherish her, men. She wants to feel up there all the time, you know? And that's just what it is. Speak highly of her in front of others. Don't just in the bedroom or, you know, while you're driving or in the car. In front of your friends, in front of her friends. You know, she needs to know that. All right? Teach the children to show her and others respect. All right? Make her feel first and important. All right? Let her know you are proud to be her husband and proud of all she does.
Thank you.
All right? Let her know that. So,
couple. That was the word couple, yeah, right? Yeah. So, C-O-U-P-L-E. Closeness. Openness, understanding, peacemaking, loyalty, esteem. Couple, that's what we want. Ladies, grab your pen. Because I'm going to talk about what these guys want. I don't know if we can be able to accomplish it, but I'm going to try to do it. Write this acronym down.
We can more than finish that in what?
It's a simple acronym. CHAIRS.
20 seconds.
CHAIRS. Let's go. So the Bible says in Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman tears his down. Remember, we are looking to have a God-first family. So we have to keep that scripture very close. When a wife is clothed with dignity, she carries herself honorably and comes across respectfully. That's from Proverbs 31:25. So the first word, first letter of the word chairs. So like a chair that you sit on. Conquest. Ladies, appreciate his desire to work and achieve, please. He wants you to believe in him. He wants you to believe in his dream. There is a parallel here between Christ and the church. Christ wants us to believe in him, and we do that to glorify God. So believe in him. Tell him verbally. Write it. Honor his commitment to work. You don't dishonor or criticize his work. So ask yourself, am I always standing behind him and letting him know that I support him in his work and in his endeavors? Am I always?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great, great, wonderful. So I believe in him. I believe in what he does. I appreciate that. H, hierarchy. Appreciate his desire to protect and provide for you. A God-first family, the male, whether you have a joint relationship where you provide for each other, but when he does provide, appreciate his desire to protect and to provide for you. It's very, very simple. Praise his commitment to provide for the family. If you're courting, praise his commitment when he brings something for you. Celebrate him in that way. So you ask yourself, do I let him know that he's respected and appreciated? Do I let you know that you're respected and appreciated? Good. CH, let's go to the A, authority. Appreciate his desire to serve and to lead. Ladies, there are times we try to, you know, just go on top of the guy and dominate and all of that. God placed them there for a particular reason. Appreciate their desire to serve and to lead. You see how simple it is? Support him as the leader of you. And that doesn't mean to say you are a doormat. God gives us the template for submission, and we need to appreciate that. Insights. Appreciate his desire to analyze and counsel at times. I mean, I know we don't always like to be fixed, but there are times that the solutions are very important. There are times we need to understand that he would have a good idea. So appreciate that. Counsel, appreciate his counsel. Respect what he says. So ask yourself, do I trust his ability to analyze things and offer solution and not just depend on my own way, but sometimes his way? R, relationship. Ladies, appreciate the man's desire for shoulder to shoulder with his friends. Now he needs his friends. So don't get upset when he's going to line with the guys. I mean, if it's excessive, we need to talk about it. But there must be a harmony, a balance between, you know, you with your friends. And I do need my space at time. Love and respect him for the time that he needs to spend on the outside. And S, last one, you could write this in capital letter. Sexuality. Appreciate his desire for sexual intimacy. Guys, do we really think, you know, sex is really a symbolic expression of a deeper need? And so appreciate his desire for sexual intimacy. Don't just shut down. Don't just shut down. Do I honor his need for sexual release even when I don't feel like it? And so that's a big question. So that was chairs. I believe you should be dropping some hearts, some fire emoji. Did you learn something today? Please don't just listen, but apply it to your relationship, yeah. The things that are applicable. It's like going to a restaurant, babe, and getting the menu. You don't order everything you choose, or you don't take everything from the menu. You eat what is applicable to you.
Yeah. So the God First Family podcast is the place to be very, you know, for to be just open,
yeah,
and just express the way you feel and so on and so forth. So guys, again, we are so happy.
So today we spoke about what men want and what women want. Play back slowly. Understand we are different, but there are some stuff that we need to help us to thrive in our relationship. So every second and fourth Thursday, join us. 8 p.m. AST, that's Trinidad time, and 7 p.m. EST. So stay locked into this space. Drop us some love. In the next episode, we would have some guests that will be joining us to explore singleness. Some people that we're going to get to talk about this whole idea of singleness. So we want to thank you for joining us on the God First Family Podcast show today. A safe place to talk all things relationship. Remember, couple for the woman, chairs for the guys. Remember, relationships are not just hard work, but
intentional.
We love you dearly. Leave us a question. Leave us a topic that you would want us to talk about. Ask us some questions. Remember to join the network. Remember to like, subscribe,
and share.
So until next time, I am Denil Placid.
And I'm Hazy Placid.
See you guys. Love you guys. Looking forward to hearing from you. God bless you.